This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I'm ready. I hope you all are ready. 20th year of the WSOY Community Food Drive. I saw Reverend Courtney Carson, who joins us on the program this morning. You guys are doing a cornhole tournament the night before, right?
Oh, most definitely. We're extremely excited about the food drive, man. Extremely excited. My team will win the bags tournament or cornhole tournament because we're just that good. Are you going to play in it?
Well, I don't know. Friday's a very long day for me. You guys are like putting it right up there against the – you're starting at 6 o'clock on October 7th.
Man, come out and throw a couple of bags.
It's my birthday.
Unless you're afraid, I understand.
Oh.
My team will be playing, and we kind of keep people – you know, people afraid of my team.
Yeah, I'm immune to that kind of threat, so it's all right. Go right ahead. So tell me what you're doing here. 6 p.m. Thursday, October 7th, blind draw, doubles. You got the whole thing, $20 per person, registration an hour ahead. What are you hoping to do with this?
I want to say the cash bar, the nacho bar, those proceeds to go to the food drive. We got first and second place cash prizes. Registration at 5 to 6, $20 per person. Come on now, let's have some fun. It's really about having fun, man, keeping everybody engaged.
Yeah, and the money goes to the food drive, which is great. We really do appreciate your support. You can check out the event on Facebook there if you're following Richland Community College. All right, what else is going on? You guys are knocking it out of the park. I know you're doing a lot of testing. I know you guys are wanting to keep kids in class. Yep. How's the semester going so far?
It's going pretty good. No complaints our way. We're amazed by how the students are responding to what's going on with the world, man. You know, we have a agri building that's going to complement our program. That's pretty exciting. We have a blood drive on tomorrow from 10 to 3 p.m. That's pretty exciting. We're just responding to our community for the most part. You know, the community event as it relates to Hispanic Heritage Month is coming up.
Yeah, this weekend, this Sunday at Fairview Park. We talked to Dr. Z yesterday.
Okay, cool beans. I didn't know that you guys talked to Dr. Z. I should have paid attention to that. My bad. But
no, it's a good. Go ahead.
We're gonna have some fun. Hey man, and you do have you like to shop.
Yeah. I
heard you speaking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like to shop, man. I just want to say you do have a shopping fetish.
Well, a little bit. That's okay. There are worse habits to have.
Right. Because every workout session, WSOY MCA workout session, you had brand new shoes with the new outfit. And I'm like, man, I got to get me some new shoes. That's why he kills it every time. Yeah.
It helps. It helps.
We're doing some phenomenal things at Richland.
Tell me about the Enrich program. I know we've talked about it before, but I don't think it gets talked about nearly enough. The incredible success you've had with giving people a fresh start, of bridging a gap in our community, and the more and more I read, statistically speaking, about our community, we need more and more and more of this.
Yes, most definitely. The Enrich program is every program that is offered at Richland Community College that has essential skills amalgamated within that particular program. We are doing some phenomenal work. What we do is look into the community and see the needs as it relates to work and the workforce. So if we need more welders, we'll create a welding program. And we've produced so many welders. You know, there's a shortage in CDL drivers. So we've produced CDL drivers. 100% of our CDL graduates go into employment. 100% or 98% of our industrial skills participants that graduate receive a job within a week of graduation. And what's phenomenal about our program, it's a 10-week program, and at the last week, our participants are able to interview with 8 to 10 manufacturing companies within the city of Decatur. So a lot of times on that one single day, individuals leave that process with about 5 job offers. So they have a greater challenge, which is that they don't know what job to take. So then we have to train them on how to take a job or how to receive a job or accept a job. But there's a new pilot project that we just did, and it's extremely exciting, where we took an individual, a young man, he was from out of town, and the city helped out with this process. They gave him an apartment. We made sure that he went through our job training program, and we navigated him into a level of employment. And now he's a welder at my car. and Pastor Bruce, who was kind enough to furnish his apartment. So this young man was able, and he did not, I want to say this too, he did not use a link card because we didn't want him to grow to be dependent on a link card. He was able to manage his $10 an hour budget, and now he's making, I believe, $18.5 at my car. It's just a beautiful process because I just really believe that when everybody just wants employment to feed their family, and if there's a job program in the city of Decatur, then there's less crime. There's everyone's happy because everyone's going to work.
We got a lot of jobs out there that are available. We got a lot of people who have a hard time connecting to those jobs. That middle ground is the place we all have to be.
Almost definitely, man. And then we got to look at the psychological component as well. You know, how do individuals respond to one another as human beings? So a lot of our programmings, we practice a two trauma-sensitive practices, one, motivational interviewing, and two, Star Commons Wealth Circle of Courage. And it kind of just teaches us how to be human beings again, man, because with this COVID right now, we've all learned how to be distant from each other, right, and not really interact as we should. So it's a beautiful way of operating. It's a new way of teaching workforce skills. And it's working. We're ranked number one in the state and quite naturally, according to Bellwether, number nine in the nation. So we're happy about that.
Technical plus essential skills equals changed lives. The Enrich team, pretty amazing.
Yes,
and your team, right? Juanita and Jeremy and John and April and Tat and Gina. I mean, you got some good folks out there doing some solid work.
Some phenomenal work. And then we have an entrepreneurship program called the Minority Mentor Protege Program, where we have literally created eight employment or entrepreneurs. And then we have Dr. Jeremy Morris has done a phenomenal job at creating this kind. I call it like a boot camp, a 5-week training, learning how to become an entrepreneur. And it's a nationally recognized curriculum. And individuals sit in a room and just study how to become the best entrepreneur that they can be, how to create a situation where they're putting their business and marketing their business at the best way, and how to be the CEO or the boss. And it's a beautiful sight to see. I'm excited for individuals to witness that. It's just remarkable the way Dr. Juanita and Dr. Jeremy work together. It's phenomenal. Brother Byers, I call them the Morse code. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. It does, Rev. Yeah. All right. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you soon. Reverend Courtney Carson from Richland Community College joining us on this Tuesday morning. That Enrich thing, I'm telling you, that is the sweet spot of where we need to be as a community.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.